I'm Dime Roberts with the Crossing East music feature. In Japanese, taiko means big drum. Taiko is also the name for Japanese drum ensembles all over the world. In North America, there are more than 150 taiko groups and growing. The birth of North American taiko came in the politically charged year of 1968. The same year Martin Luther King Jr. and Robert F. Kennedy were assassinated, Zaichi Tanaka banged the big drum in San Francisco and started American Taiko. Jeannie Aiko Mercer and Russell Baba of Shasta Taiko met each other while studying with Tanaka. They were instantly drawn to taiko and now have their own taiko group in Mount Shasta, California.
I had moved to San Francisco from Anchorage, Alaska in about 1969. It was very thrilling because I've never seen, you know, a Japanese musical art form so dynamic. One of the things that attracted me to it was the fact that there were quite a few women in the group. To me, to see women going all out and being so physical and creating music at the same time was very appealing to me.
Growing up and seeing all the war movies constantly and the Japanese were the enemy, that had maybe affected me and a whole generation of young people. My stereotype of Japanese were that they were very quiet, didn't rock the boat. And then when I saw taiko, or when I went to Japan and saw festivals there or talked to Japanese nationals, they weren't quiet. In some ways, they were loud and told you their opinions.
I was born in an internment camp in Minidoka in Idaho, so I don't really remember anything of the experience. And then, of course, after the war, I think it's true of all Japanese Americans, our parents, particularly the Nisei, you know, wanted us to be American, so we weren't really taught or exposed to really Japanese culture. I think the act of playing taiko is in itself sort of political in a way because, you know, you are educating people and, you know, we did perform for a lot of, and we still do, in fact, for things like pilgrimages, you know, to Tule Lake, for Days of Remembrance kind of things.
Before I was awakened, you know, because of the Vietnam War and the Asian movement, etc., political movements, and I was a student activist. Truth was in music. For me, when I play, it that says everything. You just hit the drum, and it's like I'm drumming in your face. It's who I am. This is my color. This is what I look like. This is what I'm playing.
The finances are always tough, but that's, I think that's true for everyone. But we do manage to survive here. People really appreciate what we do. I mean, there are very few Asians. We are increasingly seeing more and more. It's mostly a white population.
You know, it was like a calling because we know how much it meant to us. We still struggle here, but we realize that drumming and that kind of activity is essential in any community, especially here when I see so many people hurting, that they're searching for something, and when they find something like taiko, it really makes a difference in any person's life.
The taiko drums themselves are made out of wood and animal skins and air. When you play the taiko, you try to connect with all those spirits. It's something almost sort of primordial in a way. I've been doing it for, 33 years now, so that says something, I think. Like now I'm considered a senior citizen, you might say, but, you know, I think taiko has kept me young, and yeah, I'm going to continue to do taiko as long as I physically can.
Jeannie Mercer and Russell Baba continue to tour the country and hold classes through Shasta Taiko. Their son Masato, a student of taiko since the age of 6, performs with the On Ensemble and Taiko Project in Los Angeles. For more information, go to crossingeast.org. This Crossing East music feature was produced with Sarah Caswell Colbert and is made possible by the National Endowment for the Arts. I'm Dime Roberts.